out goodbye. What's fair about farewell? You know a broken heart can come from such a broken spell. Your love could bring eternal spring. Your kiss could be a magic thing. Your smile could be a shining light, burning from night to night. But if you should go away, our dream would go astray. Our song would never say goodbye. We're in love, you and I, darling, don't say goodbye.
So I think the answer is there's nothing about goodbye that is good. That was Margaret Whiting. And a warm welcome to Beagle at Night with me, RB. For the next 2 hours, I've got some great music, plus our usual features. We'll have Bing Crosby in about 7 minutes' time. We'll be going over to Holger's house in about 15 minutes' time. We'll have Beagle's Big Three. We've also got Tell Me a Story and Day at Night. And as well as good music throughout the programme, we'll also have some comedy a little bit later on. But right now, let's get back to the good music. This is Mr. Nat King Cole.
You're okay for TV, that's easy to see. You're okay for TV and okay with me. You're my favorite program, my big song and dance, the hour of charm, the voice of romance. I'd like to predict you're the hit of my set, the prettiest picture that I'll ever get. If I may tell you, I tell you it's L-U-V, which means that you're okay with me. On TV, R-M-E-V.
TV and okay.
I may tell you, I tell you, it's L-U-V, which means that you're okay with me. On TV, R-N-P-V-T.
Admit that's a new one to me, but it's not going to be the last time I'm going to play that of that, I promise you. That was Nat King Cole and a song called OK for TV. Sometimes you just come across these songs that you've never ever heard, or if I have heard it, I certainly don't remember it, but it's Nat King Cole, so you know, it's going to get played come hell or high water as far as I'm concerned. That's just the way it is. So how's your week been? Well, my week has been, actually it's been a fine week until Sunday. And then Sunday, we had really bad weather. We had bad weather on and off for the last few days, I'd say for about the last week. But, you know, it's just a lot of rain, and that's pretty much it. But we got this phone call from the mayor's office on Sunday, promising of dire warnings and floods and what are the tornadoes and goodness knows what else were going to come and hit us between that call and midnight. So, you know, it only meant we had to sit and worry for like 12 hours. Actually, we completely ignored it, which is probably what we do with all of the mayor's messages now, because it just rained, and actually after an hour it stopped raining anyway. So I don't quite know what all the fuss was about, but it's been you know, hot, clammy weather, which I really don't like. But we had I think it was Friday night, we had one of those thunderstorms that keeps going round and round, just as you think it's gone away, it comes back again. Went on for hours. It was actually very impressive, very, very loud. But I managed to sleep through most of it. Woke me up occasionally, but apart from that, you know what it's like.
Strong and tall. Oh, it's alarming
name is Cody Grant and I'm a dreamer, aren't we all? I'm having one of those mornings where everything I touch goes wrong. Every time I get onto my computer to do something, for some reason it starts off in capital letters, which I really don't like, and then I press a button and nothing happens, and I queue up a record and nothing happens, and it has to stop because I can't go on for another hour and 50 minutes like this. But time now for the first of our segments of the program, which is where we have a couple of songs uninterrupted by me, and they come mainly from Bing Crosby.
Samantha and my love will never die. Remember Samantha, I'm a one-girl guy. Together Samantha, we could ride a star and ride it high. Remember Samantha, I'm a one-girl guy. And if some distant day you decided to say, get along, go away, goodbye, remember Samantha, I'm a one gal guy.
Why must I live in dreams of the days I used to know? Why can't I find real peace of mind and go back to the long ago? Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me. And the gold of her hair crowns the blue of her eyes, like a halo tenderly. If only I could see her, oh, how happy I would be. Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me. makes life necessary, you do. And who can take my dreams and make my dreams come true? Don't give me three guesses, one will do.
Three songs this week. First from High Society, we heard I Love You, Samantha, and then When the Blue of the Night Meets the Gold of the Day, and then finally a song called You Do with Carmen Caballero on the piano. We'll have some more songs from Bing Crosby around about the same time next week. Time now to go off to Holger's house, or as they would say in EastEnders, Olga's ass. And this week he sorry, that surprised me as to how quite good it was. Actually, then wasn't expecting it to be as good as that. Olga's ass. Anyway, sorry, I digress. Each week, Holger very kindly sends us a song from his home over there in Germany. And this week, it is a song from 1969. I haven't heard it yet. I have a feeling that it's going to be quite upbeat. It's from a Norwegian singer called Kirsti Sparbo. And the song is called Ein Student aus Uppsala, which I think probably translates to A Student from Uppsala.
Ein Student aus Uppsala, la 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 la. Ein Student aus Uppsala, la 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 la. Meine Freundin rief an, ob ich mitkommen kann auf die Hütte im Schnee, und ich sagte okay. In der Sonne im März, da verlor ich mein Herz, als ich ihn damals sah. Er war Student aus Uppsala, ein Student aus Uppsala, la 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 la. Ein Student aus Uppsala, la 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 la. Und am Abend beim Tee auf der Hütte im Schnee sprach er leise zu mir, ich bleib immer bei dir. Und wir hatten kein Geld, aber schön war die Welt, denn der Himmel war nah. Und mein Student aus Uppsala, ein Student aus Uppsala, la 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 la. Ein Student aus Uppsala, la 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 la. Ich kam später im Mai an der Hütte vorbei, und ich fand keinen Schnee, denn da blühte der Klee. Doch die Sonne, sie schien, und ich dachte an ihn, den ich nie wieder sah. Er war Student aus Uppsala, ein Student aus Uppsala, la 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 la. Ein Student aus Uppsala, la 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 la.
I knew it was going to be Bright and Perky's. It's like one of those songs that you feel as though you've known all your life, but I swear that was the first time I've ever heard it. That was Holger's song from his house this week, Kirsti Sparbo and Ein Student aus Uppsala, la la la. Really enjoyed that. Was humming and upsala-lolling along with that, Holger. Thank you so much for that. And he will have another song for us, I'm sure, around about the same time next week, and I'm sure it will be absolutely brilliant. They always are. And of course you can hear Holger with his own program here on Angel Radio. Check the website angelradio.co.uk for details of day and time. I always get the time wrong. I know I get now. I'm getting the day wrong as well. It's my age, and can't deny it. But check the website, and you will be able to find out when you can listen to Holger's World of Music. Holger, good evening to you, and thank you, and give my love to Christine. All right, what should we do now? How about some Jerry Savan? This, I think, is the first song that she actually ever recorded back in April 1959. It was originally done by Fred Astaire. It's called After You.
After you. Could supply my sky of blue after you. Who could I love after you? Why should I take the time to try? For who else could qualify after you? Hold my hand and sway. Cease to care, for without you there, what could I do? I could search but who else could change my tears into
Jerry Savan with After You, and I think I also detected the rather graceful arrangement there of Billy May, and he was waving the stick of the orchestra as well.
Oh.
Romain et son orchestre, and the song was called Les Lavandières du Portugal, the Washerwomen of Portugal. That's rather nice, wasn't it? Sounds as if they was all having a jolly good time out there with their scrubbing boards and everything. There is a place in Portugal, I'm sorry, I'm very late for everything this morning, but I just have to say this. There is a place in Portugal that I first went to back in mid-80s. It's called Burgal in the Algarve. Many of you listening may know it. Absolute wonderful place, and I think it's got a lot bigger now than it was when I was first there. But what was so wonderful about the village was that, A, that it was an active working fisherman's village, and you'd see out on the sea every night all the fishermen with their lanterns out there all night catching fish. And during the day, as we were walking down the hill, and it's a very steep hill to the beach, all of the ladies were out there cleaning their clothes with their scrubbing boards, and everything would have made Lonnie Donegan very happy, I think, to see all of that. And that just suddenly came to me. I know, I really wish it hadn't, and I know exactly what you're thinking. It's not my fault. What can I say? Should we see if we can get back on time here? Time now for Beagle's Big Three. I want to say hello to Adrian, who lives over in Ireland, in Cork, and he listens to the program every week. He says he was originally from England and retired in Cork a number of years ago and absolutely loves it. And he says that his one wish now before he dies is to go and have a late night Paddy's with Gráinne and Joan. Well, Adrian, best of luck if you do that. I'm sure they're listening. And ladies, if you want Adrian to come and join you, let me know and I'll put you together. Anyway, Adrian has said, as usual, he says, what about three songs from nobody that needs no introduction? Sounds good to me.
We don't need music when we dance.
Let's sell the radio.
We're fancy free 'cause we got us.
Our hearts are wired for romance.
All through the bungalow,
it's ecstasy 'cause we got us.
On the ballroom floor, we're dancing on air.
Once we turned around and then we found that the band wasn't even there.
But what do we care if
some people feel that we're delirious?
But we're in heaven
on cloud number 7, and in our comes along,
we compose our hearts. That chorus starts with the fong of the Chinese gong.
They're playing our thong,
'cause I'm your song
and I'm your Angelus. The bells are ringing,
just hear them swinging.
I'd swear they're singing, we got a
I didn't.
You turned my life around. The sweetest days I found with you. Through the years, I've never been afraid. I love the life we've made. And I'm so glad I stayed right here.
Remember what I used to do, who I trusted and who I listened to before. I swear you taught me everything I know. I can't imagine needing someone so. Through the years it seems to me I need you more and more. Through the years, through all good and bad, I know how much we've had. I've always been so glad to be with you. Through the years, it's better every day. You kiss my tears away. As long as it's okay, I'll stay with you. Often I've thought of that Friday night when we had our last rendezvous. And somehow I foolishly wondered if you might, by some chance, be thinking of it too. That carriage ride,
you walked me home.
You lost your glove.
It was a comb.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. That brilliant sky.
We had some rain.
Those Russian songs.
From sunny Spain.
am I getting old?
Oh no, not you. How strong you were, how young and gay, a prince of love in every way.
Ah, yes,
I remember it well.
I think Adrian was correct. Edie Gourmet and Steve Lawrence. We started off with We Got Us, and in the middle there, Through the Years, and the last song was I Remember It Well. Adrian, thank you so much for those three songs, and they were absolutely wonderful. And I do like a little bit of Edie Gourmet and Steve Lawrence as well, so thank you so much for that. And if I hear, and I suspect I will, from Joan and Gronje, and I will forward the details on to you, but trust me, Adrian, you, if you want to do it, you do it with off your own back. Do not blame me. All I'm going to say is you'll be entering uncharted waters of which you may never come out. I remember, and I know that Gronje and Joan, once a year, they meet up with their brother, who lives in a house that's got no power, I seem to recall, and they have a jolly old time. Adrian, thank you so much. We're running very late this morning, unfortunately, so let me catch up now. Time for our feature, Tell Me a Story, and you seem to like these a lot, so certainly one I'm going to try and squeeze in too. 5-minute mysteries. So settle back and see if you can work out who did what and possibly to whom.
Another 5-minute mystery.
Inspector Howard, I asked to have you come up here today because I wanted to explain this case in person.
Well, I'm anxious to hear about it, sir.
On the 6:54 train from Chicago West today, there'll be a private car. In that car will be James Mayhew. He's carrying with him almost $1 million in jewels, which he wishes to take to the West Coast. He trusts no one with them.
Whew.
Now, I want you to watch the entrance to that private car like a hawk. One of our trainmen, Mr. Barnes, will join you at the train. He'll have a letter from me.
All right, sir. I'll do my best to prevent an accident.
You know, I've been a railroad man all my life, Inspector. Used to be a conductor right on one of these trains.
Yes, I know. You showed me that in the letter when you met me in Chicago. By the way, you're sure Mayhew is alone in there?
Yes, except for the steward. You know, though, I think I'll just step back there and see if everything's all right before it's time for him to go to bed.
Okay, I'll wait here for you.
Mr. Inspector! Mr. Inspector!
Yeah, what's the matter?
I'm the steward for Mr. Mayhew's car, sir. An awful thing has happened.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, they sent me to the galley for something. Well, sir, when I came back, Mr. Barnes was gone, and there was Mr. Mayhew, shot, sir. Shot right through the head.
Well, come on, let's get in there, fast. Where is he?
Right there, sir. Right there on the floor.
Yeah. He's dead, all right. Where's Barnes?
I don't know, sir. I don't know. He was gone when I came back.
Yeah, what's that?
I don't know, sir.
Hey, quick, it's in that locker. Open it up. Barnes! What's happened? Here, wait, I'll have that gag off in a jiffy.
Boy, that's Stuart. Hold him. Grab him quick before he gets away.
No, no!
He hit me over the head and then bound and gagged me. I came to when he put me in that locker there. Then I heard a shot. His Mayhew.
Yes, he's dead, Barnes. Shot through the head.
The jewels.
I haven't had time to look.
Search the steward. He has them. He'd planned to throw me off the train and make his getaway at the next stop.
Did you notice what time it was when you came to, Barnes?
Yes, I did. I got my hands free and I could see through one of the air holes. It was 9 minutes to 11.
I didn't do it, sir. I swear I didn't.
I'm sure you didn't, Stuart. In fact, just to prove it, Barnes, I'm putting you under arrest, at least until we can reach Chicago by telephone.
In just a moment, we'll see why the inspector arrested Barnes instead of the steward. But first...
Get a can of Dr. Lyon's tooth powder today for a few cents at any drugstore. See what a surprise you get the first time you use it. We believe you'll never again return to ordinary, less effective ways of cleaning your teeth.
And now, back to our 5-minute mystery.
Me? Under arrest?
What? Yes, Barnes, you made one mistake, and I'm willing to take a chance that'll hang you. When I asked you what time it was, you said it was 9 minutes to 11. Any railroad man with the experience the real Barnes has had would naturally say 10:51. You've been impersonating Barnes, went in and shot Mayhew, and locked yourself in the locker, gagged. And just to prove it... the jewels are right here in your pocket. Nice work, Barnes, but not nice enough.
Years ago, most people never dreamed of eating margarine. But times have changed. Nowadays, you can get a margarine like the new Good Luck, which really tastes delicious. That's what I've spread on my toast. Good Luck. I thoroughly enjoy it.
The margarine Mrs. Roosevelt has just recommended is new Good Luck, the light margarine. Good Luck is light in flavor, light on your tongue, and leaves no oily aftertaste.
Another 5-minute mystery.
Lonely black night, ain't it, Foley?
Yeah. A lot better riding around this squad car than pounding the beat.
Yeah, I guess it is. I remember when you and I first joined the force back in...
Hey, Sullivan.
What?
Look there ahead. Somebody's running toward our car waving like mad.
Slow down, Foley. Let's see what he's in such a hurry about.
Officer! Officer! I'm so glad you happened along. Right down there. Just one more block. My fiancée. She just committed suicide.
All right, now how'd this all happen?
Well, I'm Leon Jones, and this is... my fiancée, Sally Lawrence. I just bought the ring today.
Bought the ring today, huh?
That's right. Here it is. Even in the original box.
Okay, go on.
Well, tonight we took a walk after I'd given her the ring. We stopped here about the middle of the bridge and stood looking down into the water.
Then what?
Well, all of a sudden, Sally said she wasn't going to marry me, that she was just tired of living. She took off the ring I'd just given her and handed it back to me. I asked her what was the matter, what had happened.
Had she ever seen down at the mouth before this?
Once in a while, nothing serious.
By the way, Mr. Jones, when did you put that ring back in the case?
Why, I don't know. I'm afraid I have sort of an orderly type of mind. Why?
Nothing at all. When you asked her what had happened, did she tell you?
No, she didn't. She just turned around and started fumbling in her purse. I thought she was getting her handkerchief, but then I saw the glint of light on a small bottle as she lifted it to her lips. And she collapsed, just as though she'd been hit by lightning. It was all done so fast. I called to her, kept speaking her name, but it was too late.
Let's step over and examine the body a little closer.
Sullivan, it's an open and shut case of suicide by poison.
Well, maybe. Yes, there's the bottle, all right, just where it fell. Empty, too. Man, I pull out the cork. See what this smells like. Take a whiff, Foley. Stuff knocks you out the minute it hits your tongue.
Hey, Joan said she fell over just like she'd been hit by lightning.
Wait a minute, Foley. That's it. This isn't suicide, this is murder. Murder by Mr. Leon Jones.
So Leon Jones is a murderer. Do you know the clue that points him out? We'll hear in a moment, but first...
You boys and girls won't object to Grove's emulsified nose drops. There's nothing unpleasant about them. They don't run out of your nose and make you messy. They don't run down the back of your throat and make you sickish. What's more, they don't burn or sting the inside of your nose. They quickly check a head cold and yet do it in a nice way. These nose drops are something brand new and a big improvement on old-fashioned oil drops. Mother is interested in getting results when you have a cold in the head, and she'll get results much faster with Grove's emulsified nose drops. In every section of the country, Grove's emulsified nose drops are selling at an amazing rate. That's because they are better in every way. Tell Mother to procure a bottle at the corner drugstore. Grove's emulsified nose drops will surprise you with the way they look and act. These nose drops are white and creamy. They don't look, taste, or smell like medicine, yet they are highly effective. That's because they are medically superior, because they stay up in the nose. Any child can understand that nose drops that stay up in the nose will do more good than nose drops that run right out. Impress this fact upon Mother, and she will undoubtedly let you try these new type nose drops when you have a head cold or stuffed head. All drugstores sell Grove's emulsified nose drops, and they're really more economical than the old-fashioned kind Because you get more for your money, and because you can use less. Ask Mother to get a bottle today.
And now, let's hear the solution from Police Lieutenant Sullivan.
Miss Lawrence apparently refused to marry you tonight, Mr. Jones. Refused to even take the ring, is my guess, and you decided to murder her. You stated that Miss Lawrence collapsed immediately after she drank the contents of the bottle. After finding what the bottle contained, we know this is true. But tell me, Mr. Jones, if your fiancée dropped dead immediately after she drank from the bottle, then why is it I had to remove the cork before I could smell what was in the bottle? No one drinking the contents of this bottle could possibly have had time to cork it before death struck. A neat little trick, Mr. Jones, but your mind was just a little too methodical to be really clever. Come along, we've got a little trek down to headquarters.
Chocolate-flavored Bosco is mighty good for me. Mama puts it in my milk for extra energy.
Bosco gives me iron and sunshine vitamin D.
Oh, I love Bosco. That's the drink for me.
Before that, we had 2 5-minute theatres, which, when we take the music out and stuff, actually end up being closer to 3.5. But we do put in some commercials for you, and those are real commercials, by the way. We haven't made them up or anything funny or doctored them in any way. They are real commercials from the 1940s and 1950s radio services in the United States. We'll have some more Tell Me a Story around about the same time next week.
I never see the sun go down. May I never feel the falling rain. If the love that I declare isn't all that's right and fair, may I never love again. May I never see the blue of the sky, nor the moon and stars down Lover's Lane. May I never live a day if I don't mean what I say. May I never love again. Sweetheart, when I'm with you, I'm not a foolish pretender. Sweetheart, if you love me too, all I possess I'd surrender. May I never feel your tender lips. May you never take my love in vain. You're the answer to my prayer, but if your love isn't there, may I never, no, I'll never love again. Tender. Sweetheart, if you love me too, all I possess I'd surrender. May I never feel your tender lips. May you never take my love in vain. You're the answer to my prayer, but if your love isn't there, may I never, never, no, I'll never, never love again.
The great Perry Como with Ted Weems' orchestra and May I Never Love Again. Don't ask me where the first hour of the program went. I don't know. I don't have a clue. It just, each week this program goes quicker and quicker. Absolutely amazing. Welcome to the second hour of Beagley at Night. Angel Radio on FM in Gosport and Havant and Portsmouth, and also DAB, and of course the internet throughout the UK and internet throughout the world. And you can get details of how to tune in and where any of those are currently available at the website, which is angelradio.co.uk. Time now for a little bit of Posh, and this morning it is some music, classical music to be precise, and I think you're going to quite like this. It's a little bit long, but it is rather fun. It comes from the Barber of Seville.
Colpo seppe far qual trionfo, qual trionfo inaspettato, me felice, o bel momento, ed d'amore, ed contento, son vicino, cadera.
Son rimasti senza fiato, senza fiato, ora muoion di contento, di contento. Guarda, 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 guarda mio talento, guarda, guarda mio talento, che bel colpo seppe far.
Mio signor, ma voi, ma io,
non più, non più del mio, il bel nome di mia sposa, ed il mio t'attenderà.
Il bel nome di tua sposa, che gioia cor mi dà.
Sei contenta?
Mio signore, mio signore.
Via di qua, 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 via di qua.
the Metropolitan Opera Chorus and the Metropolitan Orchestra. Eric Leinsdorf was conducting, and the singers, oh, so many, Robert Merrill, Cesare Valletti, Fernando Corena, Roberto Peters, Giorgio Tozzi, Margaret Ruggiero, to name but a few. Hope you enjoyed that. And if you've never seen an opera and fancy going to see an opera and don't know what to see, that is a very good opera to be introduced to for the very first time. It's a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, and the music is outstanding. We'll have another little bit of posh around about the same time next week. And his new Georgians and can't get Indiana off my mind. Well, who could? All right, time now for Doris Day at Night. And this is where we play some Doris Day songs at night, which is why we call it Doris Day at Night. Brad Klamper thought of it in Chicago, and you know what? I see no reason to disagree.
my sweet. And so let us part. And when I grow too old to dream, that kiss will live in my heart.
When I grow too old to dream,
I'll have you to remember.
When I grow too old to dream,
your love will live in my heart. So kiss me, so let us part. And when I grow too old to dream, that kiss will live in.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like the river flows surely out to sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with. Take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you. You
feeling goes stealing down to my shoes while I sit and sigh. Go just a soul whose blues can be when I get that mood in the go. I could lay me down and die. There's nobody who cares about me. I'm just a soul who's blue as can be.
Brad, who lives in Chicago, whose segment this really is currently tromping around. Is he tromping the word I want? No, tramping around. There you go. Canada, hiking over hills and vales and being terribly Bear's Grylls. And he's invited me out there next year to join him. And you know what? I think I'm going to do it. I really do. He keeps sending me these pictures, which are absolutely wonderful. They are just so good. And I think I want to go and see it for myself. So I think it may be, oh dear, you know, Brad, yeah, I really am coming. Let's see what we can do. He said it's only $200 air trip. Well, it may be from Canada. It's a little bit more from here. But actually, you know what? It's not bad. I think I'm going to do it. Anyway, Doris Day there. And Day at Night. When I grow too old to dream, can't help falling in love. Mood, Indigo. And of course, Move Over, Darling. We'll have some more Doris Day around about the same time next week.
Soft lights and clinking of glasses. Casually, I drift outside. I had a strange premonition when all of a sudden I spied two cigarettes in the dark. He strikes a match till the spark clearly traces one face is my sweetheart. Two silhouettes in a room almost obscured by the gloom. Was so close, yet so far apart. It happened that I stumbled in upon their rendezvous. I heard my sweetheart whispering, I love you, I love you, you know that I do. Two cigarettes in the dark. Gone is the flame and the spark, leaving just regrets and two cigarettes in the dark. I love you, I love you, you know that I do. Two cigarettes in the dark. Gone is the flame and the spark, leaving just regrets and two cigarettes.
Of a dream. And now we invite you to hear Harry Babbitt. Harry?
You stepped out of a dream. You are too wonderful to be what you seem. Could there be lips like yours? Could there be eyes like yours? Could there be smiles like yours, honest and truly? You stepped out of a cloud. I want to take you away, away from the crowd, and have you all to myself, alone and apart, out of a dream, safe in my heart. So safe in my heart, sweet you, out of a dream, lovely you, out of a
Kay Kaiser's orchestra, along with vocals supplied by Harry Babbitt, and the song was, of course, You Stepped Out of a Dream, and before that, April Ames and Two Cigarettes in the Dark. You're listening to Beagley at Night with me. I'll be here on Angel Radio, and let's see, I sort of want to do this now. I think it's time for a little bit of comedy, and we have a lot of Charles and Fiona, mainly because there's not that much Charles and Fiona around, and I can't quite quit it yet. So here's a couple more to start with.
Whatever the joys of a vagrant life, most of us want a place of our own.
Happy, darling.
I'd be happy anywhere with you, Charles.
Oh, Fiona, I know it's not what you're used to. It's terribly cramped and pokey, but it's ours.
It's home, Charles.
And don't spare the horses.
Oh, Charles, I love you when you're brittle.
You know, I'd do anything to make you happy, darling. Oh, I know it may be hell for you living here, but we're very lucky to get this place.
Living here, we're never lonely. Always people popping in. I don't mind during the day. It's company for me. But at night, Charles, there are no curtains at the windows, and the light's always on.
Yes, it's not easy for us, but what can you do when you're living in a telephone box? Kiss me, Fiona.
Oh, Charles.
I say, we've hit the jackpot.
Well, the nostalgia for the 40s is still with us. People are getting sentimental over the period when Peter Cook and Dudley Moore were known as Enoch and Ramsbottom. And Harold Wilson was still with Keppel and Betty. And here is an excerpt from one of those wonderful wartime films starring Dame Celia Millstrangler and aging juvenile Binky Huckaback.
Oh, Charles, what's happened to us?
Happened? To us?
Yes, happened. You've changed.
A man must change. After all, it's been 5 years, Fiona. A man can't wear the same vest forever.
Charles, it's more than that.
Yes, my socks as well.
How easy. it is for you to be flippant. Oh, Charles. Charles.
What?
A woman, Charles, needs certain things. She needs sympathy, affection, devotion, understanding, tenderness, infatuation, adulation, idolatry. That isn't much to ask, Charles.
I know.
I know. Then why can't you give it to me?
It's not easy, Fiona.
Charles, is it her? Daphne?
Yes, Fiona. I must go. She needs me.
I need you. Does that mean nothing
Daphne
to you?
Daphne needs me more, much more. But I shall think of you all the time I'm with her.
I'll wait for you, Charles. You will come back to me, won't you? Oh, Charles, when will you come back? How long will it be this time?
That depends on Daphne. Goodbye, Fiona.
Goodbye, Charles.
Come along, Daphne. Walk is. Good doggy.
Brings us to the end of our series, and there only remains one thing to do, but I'll just have to wait till we're off the air. Meanwhile, here are a few of the characters you've met and who'd like to say goodbye.
So, it's goodbye, is it, Fiona?
Not goodbye, Charles.
Well, au revoir, then.
Not au revoir.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Not auf Wiedersehen.
What the hell is it? We've got to finish somehow.
And to think he gets paid for that. Cheerio.
Hip ha, hip ha, rah, rah, rah.
Now stand up, please, for an important announcement by the Right Honourable the Minister of Aggravation and Mysteries. Have a roll of paper ready. You may need it. He will be speaking to you while seated at his desk, or more likely, under his desk. Ladies and gentlemen, Itmar in person.
Well, hello, folks. Now, before I evacuate the chair, which I have polished with so much posteriority during the last few weeks, I want to demonstrate a few remarkable inventions which will help to make your lives more complicated than ever. Next week, I'm sending to every householder in England a roll of spy paper, which catches spies alive and brings them to a sticky end. Now, remember, folks, at all times you are surrounded by spies. You can always tell a male spy by the dots on his dicky. And as for a lady spy, she always conceals secret documents in the tops of her stockings, in the dado on her dining room, and around the Marble Arch. Now, as your Minister of Aggravation, it's my function to impose as many restrictions as possible. After dark, all motor horns must be muffled. If in the daytime they make a noise like this, beep, beep, then at night they're only allowed to do this, beep. Now, my department gets a lot of letters from motorists asking me what they should do if they run out of petrol on a dark night in a lonely lane. Well, they've been doing that for years, and the girl has usually had to walk home. I advise any girl who accepts a lift from a man during the blackout to carry my patent dirty dog detector, which cries, help, help, when the motorist goes too far and too fast. I also have a rather more expensive dirty dog detector, which cries, unhand me, Colonel Brandyballs, in 7 different keys. Every good girl should have one. Just excuse me a moment, folks. I want it on the telephone. Hello, yes. This is it, Ma. Who is that?
This is Fumph speaking.
Fumph? Is that a name or a rude expression?
No, just Fumph. I warn you, once again, you have enemies.
Oh, take a running fumph at yourself.
Have a care. You are doomed.
Well, soak my centipods. Never mind, folks. Don't take any notice. Now, as your Minister of Agrivation, I can assure you that you needn't worry about the temporary shortage of sugar. I know that the sugar with the dark brown taste called Demerara gets damn rarer every day. But if you go short of sugar, just think of me, and a lump will come in your throat. Finally, I must warn all pedestrians that in future they must carry rear lights and wear a gong attached to the seat of authority. Anybody caught kicking the gong around will be brought before me and condemned to listen to a recital of gramophone records for the rest of his natural life. Given under my foot this 19th day of October 1939, Tomfoolery Handley, Minister of Acrimony and Twerpsickery. Itma, itma, rah, rah, rah!
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Just behind the gasworks down in Rotten Store, that's a little town in Lancashire. They'd some fun up there, they didn't know. Last Friday week they had a fair up there. They had coconut swings and figure-eight switchback rovers and a roundabout. He and everyone said, what greatly fun when the lads and lasses heard the showman shout. Walk up, come and see the fat girl, 40 stone of loveliness and every bit her own. Oh, what a picture with the accent on the pig. Farmers with their walking sticks were given her a dig, but the gradely lassie didn't say that her chassis had been blown up with gas, I do declare. She really looked lovely until a silly clown stuck a pin in her, said the showman with a frown. All thanks to the pump, let the vessels going down at the Rotten Store Annual Fair. Walk up, see the house of mystery. Ladies pay a tanner and be tickled in the dark. In went the women saying, Eva, this is cheap. Showman pulled a lever and they all fell in a heap. Through a hole they shot and when they got to the bottom there were frills and flounces everywhere. The girls started screaming, it caused a lot of strife. I never saw so many legs and stockings in me life. I saw some funny things I'd only seen upon the wife of the wrong store and your fair. Walk up, come and see the mermaid. All alive, alive, and half a woman, half a fish. In went the fellas just to see it wasn't swank. Little Johnny Hickens poured some whiskey in the tank. Well, she got so frisky when she swam in the whiskey the first time that she came up her air. She bumped in the audience and gave her tail a swish. Her tail tumbled off and she really looked delish. She shouted, what's your fancy, bit of meat or a bit of fish? The wrong stall and your fair. Walk up, come and get your money's worth. See the tattooed lady with the pictures on her skin. In went the fellas and they all began to cheer, for on her skin were painted all the towns of Lancashire. On her form so pretty she had Manchester City with the town hall stuck up in the square. She'd Bolton and Bake up on Ashton under line. The coal pits at Wigan I thought were very fine. But they all started singing, Daddy, don't go down the mine. At the Rotten Stall Annual Fair.
Da 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 dum bum. That was at the Rotten Stall Annual Fair from Rudolph Sutton. Before that, It's That Man Again, Tommy Hanley, and we had not one, not two, but three pieces from Charles and Fiona, In the Phone Box, Daphne, and Goodbye. And that's our comedy segment for this week here on Beagley at Night.
Thank you. the shadows, let me come and sing to you. Let me dream a song that I can bring to you. Take me in your arms and let me cling to you. Let me linger long. Let me live my song. In the winter, let me bring the spring to you. Let me feel that I mean everything to you. Love's old song will be new. In the shadows when I come and sing to you, dear. In the shadows when I come and sing to you.
I need my love to be here, making each day of the year, changing. Speaking, but she doesn't know he's there. I want her everywhere, and if she's beside me, I know I need never care. But to love her is to meet her everywhere, knowing that love is to share. Each one be beside me, I know I need never care. But to love her is to meet her everywhere, knowing that love is to share. Each one believing that love never dies, watching her.
That is such a beautiful song, and Andy Williams really does do it credit, doesn't he? Here, There and Everywhere, written, of course, by Lennon and McCartney. And before that, George Scott Wood was waving the stick at the orchestra with Shadow Waltz, and doing the vocals there was Mr. Sam Brown.
A team of 70 volunteers working just for you. Thank you for your donations, which help to keep us on air. Angel Radio.
Goodness, I'm looking at the clock and we've got around about 10 minutes left of the programme. As I said earlier on, I really don't know where this programme goes. Time literally does fly. Well, literally, of course it actually doesn't, but you know what I mean.
Was an ugly duckling with feathers all stubby and brown, and the other birds in so many words said, get out of town. Get out, get out, get out of town. And he went with a quack and a waddle and a quack in a flurry of eiderdown. Little ugly duckling went wandering far and near, but at every place they said to his face, now get out of here. Get out, get out, get out of here. And he went with a quack and a waddle and a quack and a very unhappy tear. All through the winter time, he hid himself away, ashamed to show his face, afraid of what others might say. All through the winter in his lonely clump of weed, till a flock of swans spied him there and very soon agreed, "You're a very fine swan indeed." A swan? Me a swan? Ah, go on. And he said, "Yes, you're a swan. Take a look at yourself in the lake and you'll see." And he looked and he saw and he said, "I am a swan. Whee! I'm not such an ugly duckling. No feathers, all stubby and brown. For in fact, these birds in so many words said, the best in town. The best, the best, the best in town. Not a quack, not a quack, not a waddle or a quack, but a glide and a whistle and a snowy white back. And a head so noble and a heart. Say, who's an ugly duckling? Not I." Not I.
That comes from one of those musicals that's not shown very often on television, the musical being Hans Christian Andersen. And it's got some really great songs in it, Ugly Duckling, Thumbelina, King's New Clothes, and lots of others as well. And it stars, obviously, from what you heard there, Danny Kaye. Very rarely do I see it on television, and it's one of those films that I would like to see. The Railway Children is another. You remember that from the, I guess that was the 1970s, Jenny Agutter and Gary Warren, Sally Tomsett, I think, was in there, and Bernard Cribbins, of course, and lots of other people. And it's a film that certainly here in the United States doesn't get shown on television, if at all, quite frankly. I don't know about the UK. There's lots of remakes about it. But the thing about that version is Jenny Agutter at the end, when she sees her father on the platform and as the steam falls away. I mean, it's just a magical ending. If you've never seen it, you have to watch it. But Hans Christian Andersen, and actually The Railway Children, two really good films, if you've got nothing to do and can track them down. And if you can track them down, do please let me know. roy@angelradio.uk. I think I have to go, otherwise I'm going to run slap bang into the next program, and that will never do. Thank you for joining me for the last couple of hours. Have yourselves a good week and a safe week. May I be the first to wish you a very good morning.
You send me someone else's roses. The note you sent, I wasn't meant to see. Why did they bring someone else's roses? The kind of rose you always chose for me. But still I never will forget you. And true, sent your love with someone else's roses. Won't you tell me it was really meant for me? Note you sent, I wasn't meant to see. You sent your love. Mrs. Rosa, won't you tell me?